Joining us on Front and Center is Howard Baldwin, owner of Baldwin Communications. Howard, welcome to Front and Center.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Great to have you on the program. Which service area does Baldwin Communications handle?
Pretty much Central Connecticut, all the area in Central Connecticut. Try to stay strictly in Connecticut.
Right. And you're based out of where?
Cheshire, Connecticut.
Out of Cheshire. And explain to our audience the services and the products offered by Baldwin Communications.
Well, we're mostly in the telecommunications side, where we have business phone systems for small to medium. Largest customer is probably about 200, 300 phones. Everything that goes on low voltage inside a business, the phone system, voicemail, we do the data connectivity, paging systems, video surveillance, everything that pretty much goes over low voltage wire.
How long have you been in business, Howard?
Let's see, just a little over 30 years.
How did you get started in the business?
Started with a major company, ITT, and flourished from there. There's a lot of changes that gone on in the last 30 years, and we started from there.
What motivated you to pursue this particular business?
Basically, the challenges that were happening at the time. When we just started, it was all you were leasing or renting the equipment from the Bell system, and then they broke. Companies were starting to where you can own your own system and get better service, better product with features without having to pay continuously month to month for the product.
So you saw a business opportunity then. Is that fair to say?
That's fair, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, the business has been around for over 30 years, and I'm sure you must have seen just unbelievable changes in technology. Talk about that.
Yeah, leaps and bounds. Well, when I started, it used to take a 25-pair cable to get your telephone to work on your desk. And then you always had to worry about light bulbs burning out and relays... relay springs failing. Nowadays, everything is electronic. Everything is digital. It goes over one pair wire. Doesn't matter how many lines you have. It's all going to go across that one pair wire and work properly.
What have you done and what have your staff done in order to stay up to date on all this technology?
Well, the manufacturer is always out there bringing up new product. We probably go to four or five schools every year, learning new techniques, new practices is out there. There's always something changing. It's always changing, leaps and bounds every year to different platforms.
Mm-hmm. You're licensed specialists. What does that mean? Explain that to our audience.
Well, state of Connecticut, you should have every one of your employees should be licensed with the state of Connecticut to be accountable for. And then you go through continuous education once a year to keep your license active.
Mm-hmm. So obviously, you've got some kind of certification to back up the service that you provide to your customers, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yep.
Talk about video surveillance. What's involved, for example, if someone contacted Baldwin Communications and said, you know what, we need to have our place, our business, let's say, under video surveillance. How would you go about handling that customer?
Well, really discuss what their needs are. Is it, you know, internal? Is it an employee, or naturally, if you have a retail business, you don't possibly, looking in case something should happen, should somebody come in to rob you or something. A lot of times, you see a lot of camera shots on TV nowadays. You know, the police department got all types of pictures of the people's hat, or it's in black and white. They can't distinguish the actual party. All of our systems now are all done on IP. In other words, it's networked so that everything is in high definition. Should the police department have to take a recording off of the cameras, it can be done in seconds. They don't have to have a major understanding of the system. Additionally, the cameras go in much, much easier than they did years ago, so that you can put a camera virtually anywhere in a location and make it be suitable for the customer's needs.
Where have you placed some of these cameras so people have an idea? You say you can place them anywhere. What are some of those places?
Well, I have a private school that have four different buildings, and they have eight cameras, so that it's totally surveilling, watching over the campus style. And then this is in the major town, so that they can utilize it virtually from any one of their desk PCs, or even remotely, if they had something going on in, like, say, their auditorium, they can watch that directly from any PC, whether they're on site or remotely from their office or home. Another location we might be a manufacturing place where they want to see what actually their employees are doing. Also, there's a situation where they have precious metals that they're using, and when they store it outside the building, you know, there's people out there that want to take that metal and sell it. So now these people, they can actively see 24 hours a day. If something should happen, they're contacted on their cell phone or at their home when some activity is going on in their business.
Are you governed by laws as to where these cameras can be placed for surveillance?
Of course, yeah. Naturally, any dressing rooms or any location interrupt a person's privacy.
Right. But essentially, public areas, you can install these cameras just about anywhere. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing that the technology is such that these cameras are small enough, as you said, that you can put them just about anywhere. Talk a bit about how small these cameras might be.
Well, I mean, they could be just any size. I mean, it could be the size of a pack of cigarettes. I mean, without going into real private ones, or they haven't in it's hidden into thermostats, or maybe it could be hidden into a flower pot, alarm clock. You know, that's always a capability also. But the standard one that sits up there on the ceiling tile is basically about the size of your fire alarm system.
Right. Now, you mentioned remote. Can somebody, can a client, someone who has purchased this video surveillance system from Baldwin Communications, can a client sitting at, let's say, a desktop computer, control that camera remotely from the perspective of actually making that camera move?
Yes. Yes, there's cameras that you can point, tilt, and zoom into any location. Should you see some activity that you really want to enhance, you'd go right in there and do it. Also, at any time, it could be recording. You know, it could be looking at that continuously throughout or only looking at motion. So you can basically see, record any activity at all.
I mean, Howard, this must boggle your mind considering what the technology was like when you started the business 30 years ago and where it has come to today. That must boggle your mind, does it?
It sure does, yeah. It was years ago, we did, when we first started, you know, basically you're maybe only doing about four or five different tasks during a week. Nowadays, you're doing 20, maybe 25 different operations, and you never know what the next one's going to be.
This is amazing. Talking with Howard Baldwin. He is the owner of Baldwin Communications. By the way, I invite you to visit their website, bce-ct.com. What about phones, Howard? Let's say a business wants to update its phone system or whatever. How would they go about doing it? They walk into Baldwin Communications. Take us through the process.
Well, basically, just instead of what come in, they would give us a call. We'd come out and look at the site, come up, see, find out what solutions they're actually looking for us to handle, and might make a few suggestions. Nowadays, people, since the biggest changes are happening right now is telephone systems are being connected to the internet, and a lot of people get confused in that area. So we can come and advise them on that application.
What's the difference? Try to clear up some of the confusion, internet versus not using the internet.
Well, most of our customers are, you know, going with the traditional where you're basically getting your lines from, let's say, the operating company or cable. Yeah, the lines are actually copper. Now, then also, over the internet, there's applications where the lines can come in over the internet. So now you've taken and brought your lines to somebody. Right now it might be somebody here in Connecticut, and they're actually using what's called SIP trunks. This is probably the one area that we try to really warn the customers, because this is where the biggest problem exists. But once we talk to the customer, most customers really are looking for applications where they want to be safe. They still want to go, you know, stick with the traditional application, but they want to be safe to make sure that in the future, should some of these options become open, that they can bring it onto the platform that they have purchased. And the system that we're looking at nowadays actually has 9 different applications of internet telephony built into it. And it's all when you decide you need to go ahead with it.
So when someone considers installing a system, not only do they have to take into account what the current platform is, but to try and have a system installed that perhaps addresses what that platform might be down the road 2 or 3 years?
Oh, I'd say could be 10 or even 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, there's no reason the system can't work that long nowadays.
That's just incredible. What do you see in the future? Any idea what it looks like down the road in the area of communication and the technology?
Well, I remember once where pretty much right now, in fact, is where Dick Tracy was talking into his watch and talking to anybody he wanted to. I mean, pretty much that's there today, and you know, there's really no real limitation.
That's amazing. Howard, what are some of the challenges that you face in your business in this day and age?
Probably the biggest challenge is getting the connectivity between different sites where people want to work from home, or maybe they have another office in a different town they want to hook up. Because nowadays, like, you could have one system taking care of not only your site, but all your employees out there, and also multiple locations. So now making that connectivity work is probably the biggest challenge. And just making sure that your internet, your facilities that you, that these people have, like especially in homes, you know, have the capability of matching up to where your home office is. And if it does work out perfect, nowadays you don't lose any of the capabilities of utilizing just one voicemail and things like mobile connectivity, where you would call in on your cell phone. A lot of business owners are concerned because their salespeople start using their cell phone, and now their customers are calling the salespeople on the cell phone rather than calling the main office. We can link up that cell phone, so even though he's picking up the telephone, he's utilizing the office telephone numbers. And when the office telephone numbers are being utilized, the same thing happens on the incoming. They can call in to the office and be transferred over to the mobile phone, and they don't lose the application of the office. The part about seeing the cell phone is the customer doesn't see that.
Right.
Boy.
Are you seeing more people work at home? Are you seeing more of these home offices?
Yes. I would say every other customer, we have that application.
Wow. This is phenomenal. What about the infrastructure? We've got cell towers. We've got the cable companies. We've got the fiber optics being wired across the state. What about the infrastructure? Can it handle all of this technology, or does it need to be upgraded?
In most cases, it can't handle all of it. Even the smallest systems, even a system that you might just have in a little small home office, has all the capabilities of what large IBM or big blue companies had, you know, 10 years ago. All those lines, no matter what they want to bring into the system, can be brought in. What I'm talking about is having DID lines and PRI or T1s, you know, high-speed data. All those lines are capable in even the smallest systems nowadays, and it's very reliable and affordable.
I'm guessing that the products that Baldwin Communications install has strong manufacturing backing. Talk about that.
Yes. One of our biggest products is the manufacturer. I don't know if I'm allowed to even mention it, but it's they've been in business for, I'd say, about 125 years. We've used them probably 95% of the time. And one thing is they have a solid product. It's very reliable. It's competitively priced. Compared to anything, we always suggest anybody to come and at least get a second opinion from us. But whenever something does come up, like maybe another manufacturer might have a specific feature that they're going ahead with, this particular manufacturer always catches up to them. You know, we might bring up something like there's one thing where what we call twinning, where we were just talking about the cell phone in the home office number being broadcast.
Right.
You know, when that came through, the manufacturer saw that and said, "Wow, let's get that put into our system." And now it's just a common application nowadays.
It really boggles your mind, all the technology out there, doesn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. Yes. Sure is.
Yeah, it sure is indeed. Howard, if I want to get back to video surveillance for just a moment, because it seems to be so popular these days. If someone wants to get a video surveillance system installed, is there one thing in particular that they should know about?
The biggest thing is just look how their data is set up right now, because everything is connected to their computer system, and well, at least to their network devices. But even still, it's very simplistic to start it. I have one job right now where we're just putting in just one camera, and all it is the guy wants to watch his business from another business, you know, down the road a piece.
Right.
So it's very simplistic to set up, and should he want to, you know, expand it, which I'm sure he will. He wants to expand it down the road a piece. Do it when he has to. You know, he can grow into it. He doesn't have to go into a major expense to get started.
If whether we're talking about video surveillance, telephones, you know, pick your product, which Howard Baldwin and Baldwin Communications handle, what has been the most challenging job you've ever had?
I remember when the Milford High Line came in. That's going back many years ago.
Yep.
And we were brought in, and because everybody else told them you can't put a telecommunication system in after the building was built, because there was no drop ceilings or piping between locations, and they didn't want to see any exposed wire. So that was my challenge, my biggest challenge. I remember spending a few weeks there hiding cable so nobody would ever see the cable. But it was interesting.
And you got it done, right?
Yep, got it done. Yeah. Now it's gone.
Yeah, great story, though. Howard, anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up our interview?
I think just getting a second opinion. You know, people, if they are going to go into this internet telephony, which probably only about 10 to 15% of our customers do right away, just make sure that you got a little escape clause. I have a list of maybe about 10 customers that, they jumped into the VoIP because that was the buzzword, the internet application, and it didn't work for them, and they had to come back and, you know, be brought back to the traditional and, you know, come back to reality and all. And a couple of them, I have one, he's basically out of business for about 10 days. He thought he was buying a system from the Big Blue company, you know, the leaders at one time. And really all it was his name on the box. And once he bought it and the lines were disconnected, there's nothing he could do for 10 days.
Wow.
But like I said, I got about 10, maybe 11 customers that had a little horror story after the fact. You know. So my moral to that is just make sure you can jump out, you know, jump back into the old arena should it happens, because it's not for everybody. Yeah. And you have to have a good backbone on the system to make it work.
Have that escape clause, in other words.
That's correct. Yep.
Howard Baldwin, owner of Baldwin Communications, has been our guest. Howard, thank you very much for joining us on Front and Center.
Thank you for allowing me.